So welcome, Sabine, to Adelaide Chronicles. Adelaide Chronicles is a podcasting platform that operates here on unceded Kaurna land, and it's all about a sustainable, inclusive future. And we want to have a little bit of a chat today about someone who's doing quite a lot to make a sustainable, inclusive future real, and that's Inuya Mark Goyola. Do you want to say a little bit about what he does?
Yes, in 2016, Yenia Margoyola stood on the platform of treaty for the election in the Northern Territory. And then he came down to Sydney and to other cities down here in the south, like a campaign trail to become more known. And I have been helping him with creating an event here in Sydney where it was all about him and his campaign and what he is about and what he will talk about. And he also spoke at a treaty forum, a Men's Speak Out for Treaty, organized by Stop the Intervention Collective Sydney. And those videos are, the video is also up on the stoptheintervention.org website. And just on the 24th of November, just a few days ago, he spoke at a virtual Building Bridges session, which was really wonderful, and he was facilitated by Max.
So, can we have a listen to his talk?
Yes, you can find him at the Reconciliation for Western Sydney website under Reconciliation 4, number 4, westernsydney.org/virtualbuildingbridges2021. And I forgot to mention, Inuya Margoyola is a Lia Dalimir leader of the Jampa Puyungu people, and he was elected to the NT Parliament in 2016 as an independent member on the platform of treaty, and he has spoken out strongly against the intervention and stronger future for many years. And he was elected on the platform of treaty, and he has been doing marvelous things in Parliament since. At the time, he won just by a very small margin. However, just last year, he stood again for re-election, and then he had a higher number of votes. So with a larger margin that he won.
So he's obviously doing a very good job.
Oh, absolutely. And it was such an honor in 2016. We were able to help him with his campaign, like on the campaign trail and with the elections and handing out how to vote cards. And it was such an honor to be on his country and to assist him and to help with the election process.
Uh-huh.
It was really, I'm not speaking for him, I'm just trying to promote what he's doing, and he's just marvelous.
And do you do this as a volunteer?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that true?
Very strongly and passionate about First Nations people's human rights, and also the Yolngu people, and that there should be really more respect, and people should more listen more to what Yolngu people and other First Nations people around the country are saying.
Absolutely.
That's a huge problem, that this is not really taking place in this country.
Yes, yes. And do you do this through Concerned Australians?
I liaise and work with Concerned Australians, as well as with other reconciliation groups here based in Sydney, as well as Stop the Intervention Collective Sydney and Amnesty Red Fern. So I try to branch out with various groups to raise awareness on those issues.
Okay, that sounds really good. And you've also got another person speaking that you want to give a bit of a plug to.
Yes, that is Ricky Dunk. She's a Gudundji traditional owner, and she spoke today at a virtual Building Bridges session, which was the final session for this year, and it was a really brilliant session. She spoke very strongly. She was only one of four First Nations people who recently attended the COP26 in Glasgow. She's a traditional owner from Gudundji and Wakaya Nations, Nimrat Iki, and she spoke together with her husband, Dr. Sanjeev Kohl. And it was fabulous. as Yingye, most likely to be posted next weekend. Plus, this upcoming Tuesday, I invite everyone to a Human Rights Day forum called Can We Do More to Respect the Human Rights of First Nations People? And this will be held by Amnesty Red Fern Action Group. It will be Tuesday, 14 December at 6:30. And this will be a forum where those who will speak, like Ms. Ricky Dunk and Dr. Sanjit Paul, as well as John Altman and Maggie Mann from Amnesty International, who will be speaking about the Amnesty Youth Justice Campaign. And John Altman will be speaking about updates to the latest amendments and the inquiry to the amendments of the Aboriginal Land Trust Act in the Northern Territory, where we're very concerned that it will further weaken Aboriginal Land rights for First Nations people, and First Nations people had not been consulted prior. Like, many didn't know about it when we had approached them, and there was an inquiry, and there was a two-week window to make submissions. Ricky Dunk, as well as John Altman, made some really terrific submissions. They can be found on the government's website, on the inquiry website. And Ricky starts with saying the proposed amendments to the Aboriginal Land Rights Act do nothing more than to further erode the already meager rights of First Nations in the Northern Territory of Australia. They masquerade as progressive legislation when, in fact, they represent a reincarnation of successive waves of colonial policy initiatives designed to usurp our rights and transfer them to settlers. So she continues at about a three-page document. It's really wonderfully written. I can highly recommend reading it. And it will be a little easier to read than some of the other submissions, because all these amendments, it's a very complex legislation, and all these amendments are really difficult to understand for lay people. And therefore, it's good to read like simpler, like submissions that are written in a little bit easier to digest way. And Yingye also has a submission up there on the website. So I can highly recommend those submissions. They're really wonderful.
And this is a free online forum, is it?
On Tuesday, this will be a free online forum.
Yes, yes. So we encourage as many people as possible to listen in.
Yes, and hopefully on your website you will be able to see the Eventbrite link.
Yes.
That forum where people can register, and the Zoom link and all the information can be found on that Eventbrite link.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. So I'll include all those links when I publish this.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Sue. That's great.
Okay, no worries at all, Sabine. It's good to talk.